And we'll go back first to one dimension. And in one dimension, the dispersion relationships are usually plotted like this, from k equals zero out in some direction. And how we constructed this was we first considered a reciprocal space, and the dispersion relationship for light in vacuum with this kind of linear proportional dispersion relationship is a straight line that starts from zero and just goes up like this. But when we looked at the block solutions, we found that we could, if we had something with a high k value out here somewhere, we could map it back to the first Brillouin zone. It was possible that if we had a block form solution out here, to find an expression for it that was back in the first Brillouin zones, and we had to shift it by a reciprocal lattice vector. So to construct this kind of drawing, what you do is you draw the dispersion curve here at zero, then you move to a reciprocal lattice point and draw it again, and you draw it again, and these other ones are all shifted by one reciprocal lattice vector. So when they get shifted back into the first Brillouin zone, they fall on these dark black lines here. So if you choose a k value here, there's a solution at this frequency, at this one, at this one, at this one, and so forth. And then typically what happens is it's only plotted from zero to the Brillouin zone boundary, and that's this. This is zero, this is the Brillouin zone boundary, and this just bounces back and forth. So this is what light in vacuum looks like in a one-dimensional plot like this.